We invite you to enjoy this sermon presented by the Reverend Bob Geckler on January 5, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida. The title is, There's Light. Please be with me in the spirit of prayer. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts together be acceptable to you, O Lord, our Rock and our Redeemer. Amen. As little children, many are afraid of the dark. Please, Mommy, leave the light on. I remember my mom leaving the hall light on and the bedroom door partway open for me. While that fear is usually overcome before too long, I don't think the apprehension totally goes away. Some stormy days can leave us with minimal sun shining through. And sometimes those storms can darken the sky so much that it almost feels like nighttime. Such stormy days, though at times awe-inspiring, can be scary for even the bravest among us. There is the expression when someone seemingly does not get complete information that they are being kept in the dark. Darkness and light, opposites, and also common biblical themes. Starting way back at the beginning, the third verse of Genesis tells us, God said, let there be light, and there was light. And God saw that the light was good. Then he separated the light from the darkness. In this context, the implication is actual light and darkness, day and night. More commonly, though, the Bible speaks of light and darkness in the more figurative sense. Truth and falsehood, right and wrong. The psalmist proclaimed, your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. The prophet Isaiah, speaking of the coming Messiah, said, the people who walk in darkness will see a great light. For those who live in a land of deep darkness, a light will shine. Our first reading from Isaiah chapter 60 further expressed the hope for the coming Messiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord rises upon you. Today, we celebrate Epiphany Sunday, the manifestation of Christ in a troubled world. Each Christmas, we read the words of the first chapter of the Gospel according to John. He tells us the Word, Jesus, was the source of life, and this life brought light to people. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. Later in John's Gospel, Jesus says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will have the light of life and will never walk in darkness. Light is such an important symbol of the hope and promise we have through our faith in Jesus. Today, Epiphany is also celebrated by many of those of Hispanic heritage in a large way as Three Kings Day. In that culture, Three Kings Day is a very major holiday with parades, family celebrations, and gift giving. For some, it is an even bigger event than Christmas.
the three kings, or more accurately, the Magi, or wise men, are celebrated today for their visit to the young Christ child. Their visit is commonly tied to Christmas, though we do not know just when they visited. It was clearly not while Jesus was in the manger in Bethlehem. He was back home by then. We don't know just who they were, nor how many came. The assumption of three comes from the three gifts they brought, and the idea of being kings comes from the fact that the gifts were expensive, so they must have been wealthy. Plenty of speculation surrounds these visitors as to who they were, something we will never know in this lifetime. It is clear that they were scholarly people and likely religious. They may have been priests of some sort. They must have been familiar with the prophecies of Jesus' birth, for they came looking for the King of the Jews and wanted to worship him. It has long been the tradition that they were scholarly men, but we don't know that for sure either. Their gender is just speculation. While there is so much we don't know, and really don't need to know, we do know they brought gifts of gold, which was representative of Jesus' kingship and had been used throughout the Old Testament to adorn the temples and sanctuaries of God. Frankincense, which was commonly burned in the temple as an offering to God. And myrrh, which was used in embalming, but also as a fragrant oil for anointing. We hear of the gift of myrrh again when Nicodemus takes the body of Jesus to prepare it for burial after the crucifixion. These magi followed a star or bright light in the sky, which led them to the baby Jesus, who would be the light of the world. That light continues to lead people to Jesus and light our way through life. We don't see well in the darkness. We need light to see with clarity. That is true of physically seeing things, but it is certainly very true of seeing spiritual things as well. God gave us the scriptures as a manual for life in this world. Jesus came to the world to bring light and life to the plan God had for us from the beginning of time, as revealed in those scriptures. John reminds us, God gave the law through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. He also tells us, the Word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. Several years ago, I was part of starting a new church. In drawing on the theme that Jesus is the light of the world, we named that church Light of Christ Community Church. We wanted to be light in a darkened world. The Magi saw the light in the sky. And we are told that when they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. They followed it to where they found Jesus. They had faith and believed. They saw the light. Each of us has the opportunity to be that light in this world. One little candle. But to someone in the dark and in need, that one candle can give so much light. In this new year, commit yourself to following the light to Jesus and to being light where there is darkness in the world, wherever that may be. Each one of us can make a difference for Jesus' sake. Amen. Please be with me again in prayer. Lord Jesus, you came to the world as a tiny baby, born to bring us light and life. May we embrace all that you have brought to us and then share that with others. In your holy name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.
You have heard a sermon delivered on January 5, 2025 at the Wearsdale Presbyterian Church of Wearsdale, Florida by the Reverend Bob Geckler. The title was, There's Light. Thank you for listening, and may God bless you.